And so with that, that's all the announcements I have. I just want to read a few verses before we start singing in Acts chapter 22. And then there's the verse on the front of our pamphlet. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed, John 8:36. And the topic of this conference is freedom obtained. And for those of us in America and the America's extension, Canada, we enjoy a lot of liberty. We enjoy a lot of freedom here. And so you know what freedom means. And for those of you who may feel like you're free and don't know anything about the Bible, well, if you read a few verses ahead in John 8, it says, if anyone therefore sin, he is a servant of sin. And we know from Romans that all have sinned. So those of us all born in sin were born into the servitude of sin, slavery. And so the freedom we're talking about is freedom in Christ. And I just want to read a few verses, maybe a tangential topic for today, but I just want to read them in Acts 22, verse 24, talking about Paul here, the him being Paul. The chief captain commanded him to be brought into the barracks and bade that he should be examined by scourging, that he might know for what reason they cried against him. And as they bound him with thongs, Paul said unto the centurion that stood by, is it lawful for you to scourge a man that is a Roman and uncondemned? And then at the end of verse 28, and Paul said, but I was born free. So I trust that most people in here are saved. And so you know this verse, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And that was Paul's state. He was free. Verse 28, I was born free. Born free. We are born again as believers, born free. And yet he was bound here. They were going to scourge him, but it said in verse 25, he bound him. And so I just want to challenge us very practically before we go into these studies. Individually, just think in your mind right now, what has you bound? There's a lot of things that bind us up. We're born free. We're free. The Son has made us free. We're free indeed. But yet, we can't get away from these things. We're bound. Some of it may be work. We're just so consumed with work. Even today, going to check your email and see if the boss did anything and see if this or that and maybe write a couple emails. Maybe it's sports. You just, you know, last night, all the young people, we haven't seen these people in a year. Haven't seen David in like 4 years. And what are we doing? We're sitting down watching the Penguins play the Lightning. And the Penguins lost, probably because we were watching. That's sports for a lot of us guys. We know that. That has us bound. We can't get away from it. Maybe it's something immoral. Maybe it's just friends. It's WhatsApp. It's Snapchat. Just think, whatever has you bound, just for one day today, one day, try to leave it all to the side and enjoy these lectures. We're talking about the God overall blessed forever. He should have every day 24/7. Let's at least give him this one day of lectures for him to receive all the glory and honor. So I just want that challenge in the back of our mind. What has you bound? You're born free as a believer. What has you bound today? And challenge that as we talk about freedom obtained. We're going to have a short time of singing now, and we could start with hymn number 16. Pauline will be playing, so it's good. 16 from the choice hymns. The choice hymns should be in the box in front of you or the book thing in front of you. There's more in the back if there's not enough. Brent's going out there. Maybe he can grab a couple in Caleb. But 16, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free. Number 16.